Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to excel in IELTS speaking, mastering, describe a time when you had to solve a problem. As an experienced IELTS examiner and instructor, I understand the challenges candidates face when tackling the speaking section, particularly when asked to describe a problem-solving experience. This article will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and strategies to help you excel in this common IELTS speaking topic. Understanding the task. The topic, describe a time when you had to solve a problem, is a frequent one in IELTS Speaking Part 2. It tests your ability to narrate a personal experience, use appropriate vocabulary, and structure your thoughts coherently. Examiners are looking for clear, well-organized responses that demonstrate your English proficiency and problem-solving skills. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to problem solving. Here's a sample question with suggested responses. Examiner, how do you usually approach problems in your daily life? Band 6-7. Answer, I usually try to stay calm when I face problems. I think about the issue and try to find different ways to solve it. Sometimes, I ask my friends or family for advice if I'm not sure what to do. Band 8-9. Answer, when confronted with challenges in my daily life, I typically adopt a systematic approach. First, I analyze the situation to identify the root cause. Then, I brainstorm potential solutions, weighing the pros and cons of each. If necessary, I consult with others or research online to gather more information before making a decision. This method helps me tackle problems efficiently and effectively. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to solve a problem quickly. You should say what the problem was, when and where it happened, how you solved it, and explain why you had to solve it quickly. Band 6-7 sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to solve a problem quickly. It happened last year when I was working on a group project for my university course. We had to submit a presentation the next day, but my laptop suddenly crashed, and I couldn't access our files. The problem occurred in the evening, just hours before our submission deadline. I was at home, feeling very stressed because all our work was on my computer. To solve the issue, I first tried restarting my laptop several times, but it didn't work. Then, I called a friend who knows about computers. He suggested I remove the hard drive and connect it to another computer. I did this and managed to retrieve our files. I had to solve this problem quickly, because our presentation was due the next morning, and we couldn't afford to lose all our work. It was a stressful situation, but I'm glad I found a solution in time. Band 8-9 sample answer. I'd like to recount an incident where I had to swiftly resolve a critical issue. The problem arose during a high-stakes presentation to potential investors for my startup company. Moments before we were set to begin, our main projector malfunctioned, threatening to derail the entire meeting. This predicament unfolded in the conference room of a prestigious business center, with investors already seated and expecting a polished presentation. The urgency was palpable, as we had a mere 15 minutes before our slot began. To tackle this challenge, I immediately sprang into action. First, I calmly informed the investors of a slight technical delay, buying us some time. Simultaneously, I delegated tasks to my team. One person was asked to check if a replacement projector was available, another to prepare handouts of our slides as a backup, and a third to attempt troubleshooting the faulty projector. Thinking on my feet, I also quickly adapted our presentation strategy. I suggested we use a large TV screen in the room as an alternative display, which fortunately was compatible with our laptop. The necessity for a rapid solution was paramount. These investors had tight schedules, and rescheduling wasn't an option. Moreover, we needed to demonstrate our ability to handle unexpected challenges, a crucial trait for any startup. This experience not only saved our presentation, but also showcased our team's adaptability and grace under pressure, which actually impressed the investors and contributed to a successful funding round. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to problem solving? What skills do you think are essential for effective problem solving? Band 6-7. Answer for question 1. This experience taught me the importance of staying calm under pressure. I learned that it's good to have backup plans and to ask for help when needed. Now, I try to think of possible problems before they happen and prepare for them. Band 8-9, answer for question 1. This experience was truly transformative for my problem-solving approach. It underscored the importance of maintaining composure in high-pressure situations and thinking creatively. I've since adopted a more proactive stance, regularly conducting risk assessments for important projects and devising contingency plans. Moreover, it reinforced the value of effective teamwork and clear communication when tackling unexpected challenges. This incident has made me more resilient and adaptable in my professional life. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Examiner: Do you think problem-solving skills are becoming more important in today's world? Why or why not? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think problem-solving skills are becoming more important today. The world is changing quickly, and we often face new challenges in our work and daily lives. Good problem-solving skills help us adapt to these changes and find solutions to new issues. Also, many jobs now require people to think creatively and solve complex problems, so these skills are very valuable in the job market. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I believe problem-solving skills are increasingly crucial in our rapidly evolving world. The pace of technological advancement and global interconnectedness presents us with unprecedented challenges that require innovative solutions. In the professional sphere, employers are placing a premium on individuals who can navigate complex issues and devise creative strategies. Moreover, the rise of automation means that jobs requiring critical thinking and problem-solving are less likely to be replaced by machines. On a broader scale, global issues such as climate change, economic inequality, and public health crises demand sophisticated problem-solving approaches. Therefore, cultivating these skills is not just beneficial for individual career prospects, but also essential for addressing societal challenges and driving progress. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Tackle, verb, to make an effort to deal with a difficult problem. Example, we need to tackle this issue head on. Brainstorm, brainstorm, to suggest a lot of ideas for a future activity very quickly before considering them carefully. Example, let's brainstorm some solutions to this problem. Adaptability, noun debility, the quality of being able to change or be changed in order to deal successfully with new situations. Example, adaptability is a key skill in today's fast-paced work environment. Proactive, adjective, proactive, controlling a situation by making things happen rather than waiting for things to happen and then reacting to them. Example, we need to be proactive in addressing potential issues before they arise. Resilience, noun, resilience, the ability to be happy, successful, etc., again after something difficult or bad has happened. Example, her resilience in the face of adversity was admirable. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing problem-solving experiences. Practice narrating experiences coherently and concisely. Develop a rich vocabulary related to problem-solving and critical thinking. Use a variety of grammatical structures to showcase your language proficiency. Provide specific examples to support your points. Reflect on the impact of your problem-solving experiences to demonstrate depth of thought. Remember, the key to success lies in consistent practice and self-reflection. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. For more tips on handling different IELTS speaking topics, check out our articles on describing a time when you had to solve a problem creatively and describing a time when you had to solve a problem under pressure.